This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With that thought in mind, there's something else that just continues to interest us and continues to interest us and continues to interest us. And what is it?
The words that are about to come out of Askin and Phelps are merely here to inform you, not to influence you in any way, shape, or form, nor reflect the opinions of both Jeff and or Andy on where who will play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Askin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
Man, that was pretty funny. Not bad. And he's right. We're not saying, hey, this is the guy. We're telling you these guys are out there. And don't be surprised if one of these guys becomes the guy.
These segments may cause nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, cluttered drawers, uneven tire wear, and or any other misfortunes.
If you're allergic to quarterbacks, don't listen to this segment.
If this conversation lasts more than 6 minutes, go see a doctor.
Now that might be the best, most appropriate thing of all. All right, so we got another guy that we're going to talk about. And I counted them up the other day. I have a list. I keep it on, you know, those little sticky notes you can put on your desktop. Not the actual one, but the electronic ones.
Ah.
I just keep writing a name on there. And did we do that? Oh, yeah, we did that guy. I think this guy's number 20 of possible quarterbacks for the Browns. Not necessarily starting quarterbacks, but maybe somebody they could draft and develop, or somebody they sign as a backup, or, you know, maybe a veteran who comes in and starts for a while. This guy, Andy, was really highly thought of not too long ago. 10 years ago, he was the number 2 pick in the NFL draft. He's still only 31 years old. He came in as a young guy, and he was a starting quarterback for some time, a mediocre starting quarterback on a mediocre team, but he was a mediocre starting quarterback. And that man is Marcus Mariota.
Ah, Marcus Mariota. Again, just for informational purposes.
We're right. Not saying they should sign Marcus Mariota. What we are saying is he's a free agent. He's available. And under the right circumstances, could he end up in Cleveland? And I'll tell you the answer is yes. He was the number 2 pick in 2015 behind Jameis Winston.
Okay.
All right. After that, nobody else came out in the draft. The next... there were a bunch of other quarterbacks drafted, and then the last...
No other quarterback.
Right. The last quarterback taken in that draft was, after Mariota, the guy who did the best. There were like 4 or 5 other guys who didn't do anything. So there were basically only 3 quarterbacks in that draft that have had any impact at all. And what impact did they have? Well, Jameis was a starter for a while, and Mariota was a starter for a while, and Simeon had his moments. I say that for this reason. Maybe it wasn't the best quarterback draft, yet quarterbacks went 1 and 2. Why? Because teams needed quarterbacks, and maybe that should be a cautionary flag for any team that needs a quarterback in this draft, which isn't considered a really good quarterback draft. Okay. I'll just get that out of the way. Mariota was a starter in 5 years at Tennessee, not the university, but the Tennessee Titans. He went 29-32 in his starts. Then he left there. They decided, okay, that's enough of that. He signed as a free agent with the Raiders. And he signed there knowing that he was going to be backing up Derek Carr, and that's exactly what he did for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Played for John Gruden. And then he played for Rich Bisaccia after Gruden was let go. So in 2022, Mariota goes to Atlanta as a free agent. Arthur Smith is there. Arthur Smith, former, you know, Tennessee Titans guy. You thought all that. He's going back with Arthur. Great. Well, he started 13 games, went 5-8. The offensive coordinator then was Dave Ragone, actually San Ignatius grad. And then Atlanta went with Desmond Ridder, who they had drafted as their starting quarterback. That didn't go well. 2023, Marcus Mariota moves on to Philadelphia, where he backs up Jalen Hurts. 2024, went to Washington, where he backed up Jaden Daniels. So he's been on four teams in 4 years, only one as the starter. It was Atlanta, and it didn't last. Now, just like yesterday when Jimmy Garoppolo played really well in one game, in 2024, Marcus Mariota played an awful lot in two games only. He completed 77% of his passes. And they were wins. Beat Carolina, who didn't, and Dallas, kind of who didn't. And in those games, he threw four touchdowns, no interceptions. Does that mean he still has it? I don't know. I know this. If I'm the Browns, and I think I don't like one of these quarterbacks at the top of the draft, and I'm going to try and pick somebody and develop them, and I'm going to go sign a veteran to come in and be my starting quarterback, Marcus Mariota would not be at the top of my list.
No.
He'd be like 4 or 5 on my list.
Let's be honest. He jumped the shark in 2018.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, he did come back and
played really well in 22, in a couple of games for
Washington. But they were 5-8 in Atlanta. This does absolutely nothing for me.
I'm just telling you, he's out.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Out there. Now, where does this make sense?
Not in Cleveland?
No. Remember Tommy Reese said quarterback, extend plays, you know, be creative and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Mariota's a terrific runner. He can extend plays. If you draft a quarterback at 2, Cam Ward, and he's the type of guy who can extend plays and run the football, I think Mariota would be a perfect veteran backup to sign if the Browns take a quarterback at 2. If they draft a guy at 2, he would be a guy who would fit the bill. Bring him in. He could start a little bit until the guy's ready. If the guy's ready right away, then you start the number 2 pick, and Mariota's your backup. I honestly think he'd be terrific as a backup here if you drafted a guy who you think you're starting at quarterback from day one. And if you're not and you're going to give him a few games, Mariota could play for you. If you're looking for a guy who's at least a one-year starter, I think you could do better than Marcus Mariota. But he is only 31 years old. And somebody's going to be his fifth team in 5 years. That's not a good track record. But he's looking for that opportunity. Maybe it would be here. I don't know. There are other guys I would rather have if you're looking for a guy to actually be your starter next year.
He's got, what, 6 games in his last 2 years, right? He's been on the field.
Yeah, he's started. He's been bouncing like crazy.
He hasn't started a game since 22. He started 13 games in 22, and then went
5-8.
And then, but in 21 and 20, he didn't start a game, although we knew what he was getting into when he played for the Raiders. I just, this doesn't do anything for me. I don't even know that it does anything. Maybe as a number 3 quarterback. I hate to say that.
He's no number 3 quarterback.
I know he's not a number 3 quarterback.
He's an upper echelon backup, actually. You could win games with Marcus Mariota as your quarterback.
Yeah, they need someone who can start, and I just don't feel like he's the guy.
Well, but if they draft somebody at two,
I understand
what you need
he's going to have to start.
Is a good veteran backup.
That good veteran backup is going to have to start.
Well, he could. He could.
This is trash, man. I'm not into this at all. I'm just not into Mariota at all. None. This one doesn't do. What did we do yesterday? Who was yesterday?
Glad you're paying attention.
I can't remember off the top of my head. Come on,
Andy.
Man. I'm here.
No. That's not on him. That's what should be said with some of these quarterbacks.
Yeah, who are we talking about yesterday that I was like, okay. Jimmy Garoppolo.
There he goes.
Right. So I'd be more apt to bring in Jimmy Garoppolo than I would him. That's all I can say. I'll leave it at that. I'll drop my mic and I'll walk away. If because he's got to start the beginning of the season. And
might have to start.
So again, you're putting pressure on the number two if you're going to do that.
Andy, there's pressure on a guy taking second
can
overall in the draft.
Can we please bring in a quarterback and give him 2 seconds to figure out where the bathroom is?
Maybe he doesn't need it.
Before we throw him out there as a starter?
Maybe he's got a great bladder. I can hold it. I'm good.
This is how we try to find a quarterback.
Don't yell at me. I'm just telling you guys who are out there.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just the guy doing the shtick.
Yeah, no, trust me. We know. He six games in the last 2 years.
Somebody's going to sign him at least as a high-end backup quarterback. Will it be the Browns? I would think not. But just know that he's out there and he's one of the better veteran quarterbacks who were available. Andy Dalton no longer
better
available.
Better in 2022 and really good in 2017.
Andy Dalton no longer available. By the way, he signed a 2-year contract to stay in Carolina. Andy thought, $4 million a year to hang out with Bryce? Yep, I'm good. Thanks. Let me have it. Family likes Carolina. So there you go. You have that. Marcus Mariota, folks. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.